普通高等学校招生全国统一考试上海英语试卷2021年1月听力部分现在开始。
1. Listening Comprehension Section A Directions In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once.After you hear a conversation and a question about it, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. The beef looks fresh.
But I would recommend the chicken, which is tender. The beef is too salty and not juicy.
Question. What does the woman think of the chicken?
2. Jack contributed a lot to my survey on the evolution of fashion. I want to buy him a present, like a scarf or a wallet.
I heard he likes reading. If I were you, I would buy him a set of classics.
Question. What does the man suggest the woman buy for Jack? 3.I'd like to have my hair colored, but you seem up to your neck.
Yes, we usually have a lot more customers on the weekend. Please take a seat. I'm afraid you have to be patient.
Question. Where does this conversation most probably take place?
4. Sorry, Mum. I should have come back home earlier.I'll never do it again.
Let's drop it this time.
Question. What can we learn from this conversation? 5. Oh, Alice, I have no idea what this newly coined term means.
Well, you are not alone.
Question. What does the woman mean?
6. Dad, did the alarm clock go off?
That was 30 minutes ago. You slept right through it. Get up, or you'll be late for school.
Question. What does the man mean?
7. May I take another look at the Chinese painting? Is it still priced at 10,000 yuan?
Sorry, sir. Its price has risen by 10%.
Question. How much does the Chinese painting cost now?
8. Moving these boxes up to the 5th floor is really beyond me.
They look so big. If only I hadn't had my ankle twisted yesterday.
Question. What does the man imply?9. What an unsung hero you are. You never told me that you have been financially assisting the students for years.
Let the matter rest. It's just between you and me.
Question. What does the man mean?
10. I hope there is hot water in the hotel after 10. I like to have a shower before bed.Especially in winter.
But the front desk says hot water is available till 9 p.m.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?
2. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 passages and 1 longer conversation. After each passage or conversation,You will be asked several questions. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage. A home energy checkup helps determine where your house is losing energy and money. When such problems are corrected, your home will be more energy efficient. While a professional energy checkup provides a complete picture of your home's energy use, a diligent self-assessment can also help you find small problem areas. First, make a list of obvious air leaks. Check for indoor air leaks, such as gaps along the edge of the flooring and at joints of the walls and ceiling. Also, check for leaks on the outside of your home, especially in areas where two different building materials meet. Finally, remember to check other places for leaks, including windows, doors, and switches. The potential energy savings from reducing leaks in a home may range from 10% to 20% per year. This do-it-yourself home energy checkup will not be as thorough as a professional home energy assessment, but it can help you highlight some of the easier areas to address. When walking through your home, keep a checklist of the areas you have inspected and the problems you have found. This list will help you decide which energy efficiency upgrade should be given priority to. Now listen again.
A home energy checkup helps determine where your house is losing energy and money. When such problems are corrected, your home will be more energy efficient. While a professional energy checkup provides a complete picture of your home's energy use, a diligent self-assessment can also help you find small problem areas. First, make a list of obvious air leaks. Check for indoor air leaks, such as gaps along the edge of the flooring and at joints of the walls and ceiling. Also, check for leaks on the outside of your home, especially in areas where two different building materials meet. Finally, remember to check other places for leaks, including windows, doors, and switches. The potential energy savings from reducing leaks in a home may range from 10% to 20% per year. This do-it-yourself home energy checkup will not be as thorough as a professional home energy assessment, but it can help you highlight some of the easier areas to address. When walking through your home, keep a checklist of the areas you have inspected and the problems you have found. This list will help you decide which energy efficiency upgrade should be given priority to.
Questions 11. Which of the following is the most probable way to save energy in a house?
Why does the speaker recommend you to keep a checklist?
13. What is the speaker mainly talking about?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage. Seamus Heaney was awarded the Nobel Prize in Literature in 1995 when he was teaching at Harvard University. On the day when Harvard celebrated its 375th anniversary, before a large audience, he recited his poem composed in 1986 for the university's 350th anniversary. This 1986 poem relies on the power of repeating words and sounds. Heaney said in an interview, "There's a kind of bell-ringing quality to the poem, which makes it easy on the ear." He remembered writing just two poems during his early years at Harvard, when he taught and read a lot. One poem is the anniversary poem, and the other is about learning the alphabet at primary school. Heaney also recalled the physical Harvard, where he had many happy moments. He said, "I still remember the excitement of driving around the campus and seeing the outlines of the houses. And I enjoyed a few quiet corners on campus where I would sit down and take a nap. The library at Adams House, for one, and the Woodbury Poetry Room, for another. Then there was the yard. It was the inspiration for the anniversary poem, and also a place that reminded me of my own boyhood in the countryside, because it used to be a cow yard. Now listen again.
Seamus Heaney was awarded the Nobel Prize in Literature in 1995, when he was teaching at Harvard University. On the day when Harvard celebrated its 375th anniversary, before a large audience, he recited his poem composed in 1986 for the university's 350th anniversary. This 1986 poem relies on the power of repeating words and sounds. Heaney said in an interview, "There's a kind of bell-ringing quality to the poem, which makes it easy on the ear." He remembered writing just two poems during his early years at Harvard, when he taught and read a lot. One poem is the anniversary poem, and the other is about learning the alphabet at primary school. Heaney also recalled the physical Harvard, where he had many happy moments. He said, "I still remember the excitement of driving around the campus and seeing the outlines of the houses. And I enjoyed a few quiet corners on campus where I would sit down and take a nap. The library at Adams House, for one, and the Woodbury Poetry Room, for another. Then there was the yard. It was the inspiration for the anniversary poem, and also a place that reminded me of my own boyhood in the countryside, because it used to be a cow yard."
Questions 14. For what purpose did Seamus Heaney compose his 1986 poem?
What is a feature of Seamus Heaney's 1986 poem?
What can be learned about Seamus Heaney?
Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Hi, Professor White.
Hi, Maggie.
It's been a week since you arrived at the city. Do you like your office?
Yeah, it's great to have so much room, and I love the sea view.
I'm glad to hear that. Do you need any equipment or supplies?
Actually, there are a few things I've been thinking about.
Okay, what do you need?
Well, I'll give a presentation at an online conference next week. Is it possible to get a web camera for the computer?
No problem. It is already at the top of our agenda. We want to encourage using technology to communicate with overseas scholars, rather than expensive traveling.
Exactly. It's so much easier and cheaper to do things that way.
The department chair likes to hear that kind of thinking. Anything else?
Well, I hope I'm not asking too much, but can I get a new chair? This one is really uncomfortable.
I think that's an old chair. Sorry about that. Is there a specific kind you want? Like a folding chair or a rocking one?
I just like one that rises up and down and has arms.
Sure, I got it.
Thanks.
Now listen again. Hi, Professor White.
Hi, Maggie.
It's been a week since you arrived at the city. Do you like your office?
Yeah, it's great to have so much room, and I love the sea view.
I'm glad to hear that. Do you need any equipment or supplies?
Actually, there are a few things I've been thinking about.
Okay, what do you need?
Well, I'll give a presentation at an online conference next week. Is it possible to get a web camera for the computer?
No problem. It is already at the top of our agenda. We want to encourage using technology to communicate with overseas scholars, rather than expensive traveling.
Exactly. It's so much easier and cheaper to do things that way.
The department chair likes to hear that kind of thinking. Anything else?
Well, I hope I'm not asking too much, but can I get a new chair? This one is really uncomfortable.
I think that's an old chair. Sorry about that. Is there a specific kind you want? Like a folding chair or a rocking one?
I'd just like one that rises up and down and has arms.
Sure, I got it.
Thanks. Questions. 17. What does the man say about his office?
Why does the man need a web camera for his computer?
19. What kind of chair does the man want?
20. What are the speakers mainly talking about?
That's the end of listening comprehension.
关注微信公众号“上海初高中英语教学”，海量名校名师资源，助您升学一臂之力。